Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Sholem Rakovsky.
I think everybody noticed that the Kriyas HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz has been very different since just after Pesach all the way through till now. I'm not going to discuss the Yesodos or the reasons, but something that comes out from it. The reason why Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz stayed separate, although the possibility was to rejoin very soon after Pesach, was because it's Mavur and Tesis and earlier already, that the Teichecha was supposed to come a Kriyas HaTorah before Shavuos, with 1 week gap after that, and then comes Shavuos. So that would come out that you have Parshas Bechukai, and then Bamidbar before Shavuos, and then Shavuos itself. And Eretz Yisrael, it didn't work that way, because Yom Tisheni, the Achron Shel Pesach, by us, was by them Shabbos, so they were one parasha ahead, so they already had two parashas beforehand. Why it continues on from now till after, till Matas Masay, that's already more complicated. But Lamaith, you're seeing something very important there. You're seeing something that the Kriyas HaTorah belongs and is supposed to come at the time that it comes, for special reasons. Before Rosh Hashanah, before Shavuos, you're supposed to hear the Teichecha. You're supposed to have a gap afterwards. But it's supposed to be there in order to give you the Limudim and the Teichecha you need in order to move into Rosh Hashanah, in order to move into Shavuos. According to that, it's not only these Kriyas that come where they belong. Every Kriya, every parasha that we lay, there's a reason why we're laying it when we lay it. Every year after Shavuos, the next three parashiyas are Nosi, Ba'alei Yisrael, and Shlach Lecha. Halidavaru, why is it that we have dafka these parashiyas coming straight after Shavuos? One of the biggest keichas that we had from Shavuos, and it's a keich that carries us through. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. We were mekabel the Torah. But the way we were mekabel the Torah was unique. That Kal Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma means, I'll do whatever you instruct me to do, even if at present I have no understanding in it. I'm happy to do it because you were mitzaveh me. To do already the Beis HaLevi and the drashas that come in between the Tshuvas and Tshuvas Beis HaLevi, he asks, or Pi Rambam, that you can't be makabel on yourself something you don't know what it's going to be. Such a kabbalah doesn't work. So this lady explains that the kabbalah satira of Na'aseh v'nishma was the kabbalah avdus. They're makabel on themselves to be avod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Somebody who's an eved, this that he's doing all different things that he didn't know beforehand is not a new kabbalah. It's just part of being an eved of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's going to come out then that the Na'aseh v'nishma was a kabbalah of being an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Na'aseh v'nishma, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem over the next few next minutes that in Parshiyos Nosi Ba'al Yischa and Shlach Lecha you see major limudim in this chelek of being mekabel avdus and doing exactly what we're instructed. The problem that comes against doing what you're instructed is bad, and the biggest player Klal Yisrael has from both sides. And that is when a person takes his own independence and uses independent thought to bring him where he did. Mitzad Echad is fantastic. Avraham Avinu got where he was by the independent thought that brought him to be Ma'akir Esbayri. In recent days, look at Rebbe Zohar Zatzal. 40 years he was the star, the icon of Israeli Mitzad Echad intelligentsia, Mitzad Sheni, everything that was going on. And he gave it all up because he kiras boire. The independent thought brought him to realize the emes of Yiddishkeit. So independent is phenomenal. But once somebody realizes the emes, atasayf, that same independence brings him to subjugate himself totally to the truth. If I know something is true, I'm not going to second guess it. If I go If somebody is nebuch not well and he goes to the top doctor and the doctor instructs him what to do, he wants to ask the doctor, but maybe a bit better this way, maybe a bit better the other way. Maybe once you understand that the doctor is on that level, then you accept it. When Avraham Avinu came to Akora, Avraham Hikir is Bayri, that was Akora, that once that's, because Baruch Hu is Emes, the Bayri Olam, the Manga Olam, Atasayf, whatever I think doesn't play a role anymore. My independence got me there, and that independence I'm going to keep me there. But I'm not going to do it to go different. In these parashas, you see two cases where they went wrong with their independence, and a few cases where the independence, they did not allow their independence to overcome their avodas Hashem. In this week's parasha, you have two cases where the independence took over, even l'shem shemayim, but the independence took over. The first case you see it is by the meraglim. Klal Yisrael asked, they wanted Meraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael to see what it is beforehand. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rishus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rishus. But he said, L'daitcho, you're going, I allow you to send them, but it's your decision to send them. I'm not the one who feels that it's right for them to come. But he gave them full instruction, and they went to Eretz Yisrael. Now, when they're going to Eretz Yisrael now, what are they going to do? What's their job? What's their tafkid? Their tafkid is to do what they were commanded to do. They're supposed to look and see these Mazar Tzmahi, the Chudai. But, over here, if you go back to the Moshe of the doctor already gave them instructions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Avdolai Falfi Avdolai, said, Eretz Yisrael is good for you, and Eretz Yisrael is the place you should go, and it's a place for you to grow in your Avodas Hashem, and it's a place for everything to keep on going. Norvos, you asked for Meraglim, therefore, I'll allow them to go. But what is their purpose? Their purpose is to see and realize and come back and report that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us is true. Anything you look at can be looked at objectively or subjectively. If you look at it subjectively, you're putting in your own way of thought into what it is. The American Supreme Court, there are 9 justices, and depending whether they're conservative or they're how the way of thought goes, how they understand things. The Avodah V'Yid is not to put his frame of mind into what he sees, it's to use what he sees to influence his frame of mind. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu said Eretz Yisrael is good, then it's good. So they're supposed to come there now and look and see what's going on there. Everything they see will now show them, and they can look and see where you're seeing the good. People were being nifter, a Kodesh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on them, they should have levayas to keep them busy. And they were supposed to come back to Klal Yisrael and corroborate. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it's great. It is. Elamai, there's another chelik as well. We're going into there now. We'll have to go to war. We'll have to take it over. At the same time, you'll notice the way the tactics should go. But it's not to come back and give a report of a possible no. It's a yes. And it's my job to corroborate why it was. The museum went with a tafkid, with a job, and they went to do the job. But the job was not, they should have understood that the job is not to second guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The job was to see where in Eretz Yisrael you can see that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is gevaldik. That was in the museum at the beginning of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, you have the parasha of the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh was Chazal says that the Mekoshesh was Tzlof Chod. He did Malacha on Shabbos, Mechlekes in the Gemara, what the Malacha was. But there's a Meirtik Targum Yonason, and by Emes it's a Gemara and a Taisis of a Basra. Tiny bit differences. Targum Yonason, it says that the Mekoshesh, and the Gemara says, the Mekoshesh Kabbalos L'Shem Shemayim. Now, how can Mechal Shabbos L'Shem Shemayim? So it's a different way that the Targum Yonason says a bit one way, Taisis says a bit differently. At that time, Shabbos, the Kiyum of Shabbos was weakened by Klal Yisrael. The Mekoshesh was worried. The reason why it was weakened by Klal Yisrael is because they didn't see the Einish coming as a result of Chilul Shabbos. If they'd see the Einish actually happen, that would make them realize the godless of Kiyum of Shabbos, and they wouldn't come to Mechal Shabbos Hashashon. So he felt that the Eitzah is that he should be Mechal Shabbos. The Tesis says a different Mahalach, that they thought that once they, after the Meraglim, they had exerted to stay in the Midbar for 40 years. Maybe they didn't have to keep the Torah anymore. Again, we had to prove that Klai Yisrael should realize the chiyuv of keeping the Torah. So he decided the only Eitzah is to be Mechal Shabbos. And then people will see, and they'll see that he gets killed, they'll see there's a punishment for it, and the male will be ma'amid and make the Kiyum Shabbos on a much greater oifen than it was until then. And the Maisa, the Shem Shemayim Niskaven, Chazal say it, Tagmenison, the Gemara, when B'nai Slavchot came to ask for the Yerusha, also they said, Rabbeinu Meir Bamidbar, this Kabbana was the Shem Shemayim. But was he right? When he came up to Shemayim afterwards, what happened then? Shaitan Chazal, that Klal Yisrael, if Imoli Kiyum Yisrael Shtei Shabboses Miad Hoyu Negolim, if Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabboses, then all the goals we're going through would never have happened. They'd kept one. He was the one who broke the second. Now before we go weiter, you have to understand, this that he was Vachal Shabbos, Shtei Marsho over there in Mubatra, asks, how can it be that he actually did Chil Shabbos? So I said, no, it wasn't Chil Shabbos be'etzem it's a chiyuv, because since his kavanah was just to show them the einash, it would be called the Melacha she'etzrichah l'gufa. And the Meila, he be'etzem wasn't chayiv min adin, nor was. Ha'aretz nasan livnei yodom. Eidim see it, Eidim report it, be'etzem has to pass on Peter Eidim. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, he was wrong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep Shabbos. Are you worried that Shabbos is being weakened? Are you worried Klal Yisrael is being weakened? Doesn't make a difference. My instructions are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, keep Shabbos. You're worried for Shabbos? That's my job to sort out. It's not, you have no hatred to be over on what it says in the Torah against it. The same Shemayim is Kabin, but independent thought overtook. The Meraglim, the same Shemayim Niskavnu, to do what they were, their job was, but the independent thought overtook that it's my job to report, it's my job to see. Tidua, a famous line from the Biskarov, that there was a shayla of a certain anhog of what to do in Yoni Atzibur. And the Biskarov said, even if I would know that Mashiach would come as a result of my doing that which I'm being told to do, I wouldn't do it, because it's awesome. I, Mashiach, would have come. That's not my achrayus. My achrayus is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Not. I saw the Shumdike thing just now, this week. There was somebody who was Nifter, who was a daughter of one of my rebbes when I was a child. This rebbe was a Pershul Mashinsky. I don't know if you ever heard of him. But Tsunua. Gorachoshvi, very close with the Klesmiger Rebbe. A phenomenal Malamed, the Talmud of Shag Fagman Dulovich. On the side, he did astonishing things. One of the biggest stalkers that existed in those days, and it was a prototype of this type of stalker that exists all over the world now, it was called Kupa Cesar of Muncie. And his mind was always working to try to help people for this and for that and for the other. It was astonishing. When his wife, aside from all the other keichas and being a very special lady, she was also a choshuva writer. She wrote many books. So after she was Nifter, somebody asked her, after he was Nifter, somebody asked her, when are you going to start writing the book on your husband? He said, a book on my husband is nothing to write. I said, why not? He said, every morning he woke up and thought, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do today? And he did it. So there's no change. Books are, there's the ups and the downs and this and that. There are books about Chaim Kanievsky and Rubliashi and all the Gdeli Olam, who also woke up in the morning, where's God's Baruch want me to? But that wasn't her cook. Tidua from the Chabad Chaim's son was once asking, can you tell me Moifsim from your father? He said, everybody else tells Moifsim of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what the person wanted. By my father did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that was the Moifsim. By the Gdeilim, the Ikarabaydu was, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want to me at this particular day or this particular moment in time? And that's what I do. In the earlier parshias, you see by the Gdeli Olam how they were misnaig without veering a kihu zeh from Ratzon Hashem, even though it would have looked that it could have been a mokum to veer the tiniest bit. You find in the end of Parshas Nosai, the Nisim, each one brought his own korban. And they were bringing the korbanos for their shevet. And each one brought the exact same korban. Not one was 69 and one was 70, each one was 70. Each one brought the exact same thing. But it's a word chazal that none of them brought the same korban. Each one was coming to bring a korban for Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaMishkan, and each one looked as a shliach of their shevet. What does their shevet need in a korban for being their Chanukah for the Mizbeach? And the first one came up. Nasi, the first Nasi was Nachshon ben Aminadab l'mata Yehuda, and he brought Karas Kesef Achashot Shmei Mishkala. The whole thing exactly right. Now the second day came along, and a Nasi is coming to bring his korban. And the Shvatim know that their Nasi is looking out for them what they need. What's up? He's bringing the exact same thing as the person brought the day before. Okay, it happens. Those two Shvatim needed the same. When it came to day 3, and day 4, and day 5, and day 6, it already begins to look a bit funny. Like, you're copying. Yena worked it out. You're just doing what Yena did. You're not doing what I need. So it wouldn't have been hard to understand if the Nasim, the same Shemayim, would say, I'm going to have to change it a little bit that the Olam realizes my Shevet is looking to me to see is he doing what I need. You change a little bit just to show the independent thought there is. But no. If my Shevet needs exactly this, and I'm the Shliach of my Shevet to bring the carbon, I have no right to change a Kihuzeh. Exactly what the carbon is supposed to be, that's the carbon I need to bring. I is the same as it was yesterday, and 2 days ago, and 3 days ago, and 11 days ago. Doesn't make a difference. Because my Shevet needs exactly this. And it's not for me to try to show my independent thought. Either people will think maybe did it differently, I'll explain it to them. And if they don't accept it, they say, yeah, but this is what they need, this is what I'm going to do. And you see that after that, it all comes back together. 12 of this, and 12 of this, and 12 of this. Because all of the Shvatim, as Yechidim, rejoined together to be a klal, but every single one had his own separate korban. That was the exact same thing as the other korban is joining together to be one. There you're seeing people where l'shem shemayim, they could have said, my independent thought says I should do a tiny bit different, but I'm not going to. Because the right thing is the right thing. Beginning of Parshas Baleischa, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen, told Moshe to tell Aaron HaKohen, Baleischa Saneiris. And Rashi explains that he was out of Lish Sadas, that he was missing in the Chlux HaMizbeach. He said, "Mashalcho gedolim shalohem sha'atlo madlik who made with the neiros that you light and you clean out the neiros." And the pasuk continues, "El mul panei amaleir yirushiv as the neiros. The menorah should be set up in a way that the outside three lights on each side should face towards the middle." And shalayimru, people shouldn't say la'ayru hu tzarech that he needs the light of 7, because if it's pointed towards the middle, automatically the light is focused much more and it doesn't spread as much. The Yaz came Aaron and Aaron did it the Mulkanay Manoira Helenary Circus Steven Shamis Mishna. Zuk Rashi. The Yaz came Aaron, one of the most enigmatic Rashis in Chumish, Lahagid, Shvachishal Aaron, the Shvach of Aaron, a coin shall you see they didn't change. I think the Abt from Kelim, when he brings this, when he asks his the Kasha, he says, Fashtit, in a Sefer in Lashon Kedish, Fashtitzach. Of course. What's the question? Of course he did, but he didn't change. So Sadodi was again that even though it was a day in, day out Aveda, he did exactly what Kodesh Baruch Hu said, with the same Islam, was the same excitement the second day as the first day. But the Alter from Kelim himself is a different Yisod. And let's pull out for a minute and two Misholim, one from the Kodesh world, one from the secular world. Let's say someone makes a new building, a beautiful Bes Medrash, and it's very tell the Chalukah Sabayis of the new Bes Medrash. And he asks Gedolim, a Godel, a Rebbe, a Rov, to come, Rav Shiva, to come and help in the Chalukah Sabayis. What's going to happen then? The Rav Shiva is going to come, and he's going to be honored with putting up a mezuzah. The most choshev Rov will be the main door. Each one will be given it. Let's say they're coming 10 minutes before the time, and they suddenly realize they forgot to buy a hammer and nails. So one person there thinks, ooh, the Rosh Hashiva who's coming is coming from down that way, and Rely on Us is a hardware store, it's on the way. Let's ask him to stop off there and pick up a hammer and nails. Is there a Havamin like that? Or if he comes 10 minutes early, they're busy setting up the chairs, there's no time. Can you please help us set up the chairs? They wouldn't dream of asking him. He may offer. Yeah? He may offer, but they wouldn't dream of asking him. Why? Because you're bringing him for a Masuf Chashivos. A Masuf Chashivos is such. We're being... L'Havdil Elif Alfi Abdullah in the Gaya Shevelt. If the queen is being called to open a building, and she comes 10 minutes early, and they realize that they forgot to put paper towels in the toilets, and the men that are there are all choshuva men, it's a pasulinish to do it. Are there any ladies here we can ask? Oh, yeah, the queen's on the side. Let's call the queen over and have her go and put paper towels in the toilets. Would anybody dream of it? She can have a minna. Her job is to come and very daintily take a scissors and cut the string or cut the ribbon, whatever it is. So what happened over here? Aaron HaKohen has the job of Madlik Umeitzes Haneris. The spitz of the job is the Madlik. The second level is the Meitiv. But Meitiv as well is setting it up and making it ready. So I could have understood that Aaron HaKohen would do the main parts and everybody else and have other people to help him to do the detail, little things. What's the detail? I'll put the wicks in, and you turn it around, make sure it's straight, make sure it's going in the right direction. What is the pasuk saying? Ba'aloisva saneiris amul p'neim aneiri yirushiva saneiris, and should go towards the middle. Vayas kein arin lahagin shvochi shalishino. That what? El mul p'neim aneiri hel aneirisel. He set it up himself, that it's going towards the middle. Even these things that would look at to us as little, that in the outside world, the choshva people wouldn't do, Aaron HaKohen did it. Why? Because there's no such thing as covet. Because Baruch Hu tells you to do it, because Baruch Hu gives you a task, it gives you a job, even the things that look little are big. Because it's Ratzon Hashem, because Baruch Hu told you to do it. Independent thought would have said, no, I have my task to do the choshva thing, Kohen Gadol. It's a passage in front of the whole Olam, or it's a passage that everybody's seeing that I'm going to do the little details. But it doesn't work that way. Because if Baruch Hu says to do it, then it's Mitzvah Hashem. Little, big, detail, not detail, it's all Mitzvah Hashem. Me'el Abadi will do it. With Moshe Rabbeinu as well, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Moshe Onuv Ma'id Mikolot Moshe Al Pnei Adoma. Because Baruch Hu said about Moshe Rabbeinu, B'chol Beis Lechei Navdi Moshe, B'chol Beis Hinemon Hu. I heard from somebody recently that Ramatisio who said this lesson, and he said 15 different translations that are living in the word Nemon. Everything is there in Chobesi Nemon. So we could think, what was Anivus? Well, how do we look at Anivus? Somebody doesn't realize how great he is. Rebbe Rapian, a small mimer in the back of Ulei Belio Chelek Aleph, in the old ones, could be in, sure it's in the new ones as well somewhere. He says, you could think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize he's godless. But that can't be. Commitment is an Erlich Yid. An Erlich Yid is Mammon of Yud Gimelikrim. One of the Yud Gimelikrim is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu El Vashon Moshe Amitis Vishahu Hoya Ava Nevi'im Lakeid Mulfanu Gomachrov. Moshe Rabbeinu knew 100% who he was. So what does it mean? Onuf Ma'il Kol Avshel Pnei Adama. Teretz is he realized that the kliches I have, the two ways of looking at it. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the kliches and now they're mine, and Mamela, I'm great. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the kliches and he's great, and I'm the one that was zeicha to have these kliches to use to do Ratzon Yisbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get the kliches and say, that means I'm great. Moshe Rabbeinu got the kliches and on the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pnei Adama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the kliches. So it's my avodah to use his kliches at the safe. So we're seeing now on two different sides. Mitzad echad you have the Meraglim, who even though they went L'shem Shemayim to Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, but their independent thought said to them, because Baruch Hu is sending me, that means it's my job to decide what's right and what's wrong, not coming to the obvious hakora, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me, it's to see that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me is right. Mitzad sheni you have the Mekayishesh, who L'shem Shemayim says, there's a danger, Shabbos isn't being kept properly, or there's a danger, people aren't realizing that the mitzvahs are still kayim, even after the Gzeir 40 years. And therefore, he was Mechal Shabbos. L'shem Shemayim Niskaven. But Avul Biken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now he'll be Mechal Shabbos. Even Lufonim. Even the way the Mashal says, if it looks like Chilul Shabbos, to the point that people, and because of that, came out of major Kilkul. We're in Golos now because of that. this would have been the second Shabbos. And on the other side you have the Nesiim, each one bringing his own korban, exactly the same as yesterday, and 2 days ago, and 3 days ago, and 4 days ago. But it doesn't make a difference, because my avodah is as a shliach of my shevet to bring the korban that my shevet needs. And therefore, I have no right to change. I'm not going to deviate to kiyuza, even if people may look at it funny. Why is he doing the same thing? It doesn't matter. My tafkid is to do what's right. Aaron HaKohen, the second most kosher person in Klal Yisrael. But it doesn't matter. Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded me, or gave me the zchus, to shatamad l'kameitiv esoneiris. And meitiv includes setting it up to the point of even the tiniest detail. It's my zchus to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shpitz of Klal Yisrael, even though he was the Shpitz, because he understood the kriyas were given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do what he needs to do. So now it's a bit easier to understand why the parsha is straight after Kabbalah Satira, which is the Zman of Na'aseh V'Nishma, that we do even before we understand why we're doing it. Have these limudim here, because these limudim are our generations carrying on the Na'aseh V'Nishma. We do Ratzon Hashem, and our avodah is an objective look. What does Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me? Not to put in my ritzoinus, not to put in my ideas, but to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. At hasif. Not deviating in any detail, not trying to show my independence, nothing at all. Just exactly what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Therefore, you lay in the parsha of Nosei with the Nisim, the parsha of Bal Yischo with Aaron HaKohen, and then the dangerous parsha this week, where the Dordea, this door of the Meraglim was the door that went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Makas in Mitzrayim, then Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the Mon in the Midbar, and Kabbalah Sotera. And Afal Pikein, it's possible to go wrong if you decide to second guess a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That Limud coming after the Nosi and Balischa, carrying through the Na'aseh V'Nishma, and the Mikreshesh, who did an Aveira L'Shem Shamayim, also independent thought against Ratzon Hashem, that's the danger that you have to fight against. If we carry that through, then the Na'aseh V'Nishma will carry us through, Be'ez Hashem, Abdi Yisrael said. Hey.